This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
In other news, Victoria's assisted dying legislation has gone into effect, passed in November of 2017. The laws came into effect on June the 19th. The laws, which contain 68 safeguards, make assisted dying available to Victorians over the age of 18. To access the laws, a patient must have been diagnosed with an incurable disease or a condition that causes intolerable, unrelieved suffering. They must also be expected to live for fewer than 6 months or no more than 12 months for those with neurodegenerative diagnoses. Meredith Doig is the CEO of the Rationalist Society. They campaigned extensively for the legislation, and The Informer spoke to Meredith earlier in the week.
We are feeling delighted that this has finally been provided to people who really need it. Having said that, there's about 30,000 deaths in Victoria each year. The legislation will affect probably 100 to 150. So it's a very small number of people who will be eligible and who will really need this legislation. But in fact, but it is there for those people who really need it. But we are delighted that the Victorian government has seen fit to provide people with control over their own end of life for those people who are really suffering intolerably towards the end of their lives. So, yeah, we're delighted and we're looking forward to perhaps other states and territories bringing in the same legislation. We know that Western Australia will be putting up a bill to their parliament in August. Queensland is in the middle of having an inquiry, like Victoria had, on the full range of end-of-life choices. And South Australia is beginning an inquiry as well. So hopefully Victoria will have sort of broken the back of this impediment that's been there for so long, for decades and decades.
That was Meredith Doig from the Rationalist Society.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.